The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here today.
Yep. We are SCORE mentors. Randy and I are with the Fox City SCORE chapter, and the Biz Talk program is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City SCORE chapter. We've been doing this show since about 2001 or two. And if you want to go back and listen to some previous programs, you can do that at www.biztalkwithscore.com. www.biztalkwithscore.com. We have a really great show for you this morning. Our guest is Joe Connolly. Joe started a business called Edficiency, and we're going to hear about that program in right now. So why don't we say good morning to Joe Connolly. Good morning, Joe, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you in the studio this morning. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to start a business called Edficiency and how that name was arrived at.
Sure. I am currently in my seventh year of teaching. I'm a high school teacher. Currently, I teach physics and previously a bit of chemistry and engineering. I also spent some time in the Army National Guard, and kind of out of necessity there, I learned how to do some database programming. So in our school,
you also served in Iraq, Afghanistan.
Correct. Yeah, both of those places.
Well, thanks for your service, Joe.
Well, thank you.
And at SCORE, we always want to include veterans. We don't want the veterans to be excluded in anything SCORE does. Mm-hmm. So thanks for your service. But tell us a little more about your background and Edficiency.
Sure. So in our school, we had a 25, 30-minute block of time each day where we were interacting with students kind of outside of the traditional classroom setting in an effort to help them be successful in all of their classes. So I would have kids in my room that were maybe struggling in English class, and me as a science teacher, I wasn't able to help them the way I should have been able to. So over the course of a couple of years, I dreamt up an idea of making sure that these kids could actually go see the pertinent teacher to their needs on a daily basis and have that change on a daily basis, which is kind of a huge logistical problem in a school because you can't just cut the kids loose and let them go wherever. And so kind of combining my knowledge of database programming and my familiarity with the need for something to make those interactions between students and teachers possible, I landed on the idea to develop this system, which I later put a name on and am trying to get out to the broader world now.
The Edficiency, is that what exactly does that describe? If you're gonna
sure, so it's just a play on the word efficiency. At the end of the day, when I was developing this program, I really wanted to make sure that I wasn't adding any work to anybody's days.
Okay,
teachers already have more work than there is time, and the idea was just to create a program that would make everything a little bit easier, including finding those moments in the day for students to get the help from the teachers that they need.
Okay.
Joe, I think it's pretty advantageous for you that you are a teacher. You've been teaching for 7 years, and this idea is coming from a teacher. It's not like Randy or I might have come up with this idea and said, now you teachers do this. You lived it, you breathe it every day, and you're seeing solutions from your curriculum and the curriculums and the schedules of all the teachers around you, and that gave birth to this concept.
Yes. It was, you know, necessity breeds invention.
Yes, it does.
And this solves a real legitimate need inside schools, and it's been exciting because it's been exceptionally well received by the teachers and by students. When we survey students, they're quite positive on their newfound ability to reach out and get the help that they desire.
How many systems do you have on? How many schools do you have on the system now?
Sure. We currently are serving 3 schools in the Fox Valley area.
Okay. How long did it take you from the time you were thought about this idea to bring it up to the level it's at right now? How long did you work on this concept idea?
Sure. So I would say that I got serious on this probably June of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Spent hundreds of hours to the chagrin of my wife and kids over the course of that summer.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Yeah, who's that guy by the computer? That's usually the question.
Yeah. I think that's Dad over there.
Oh, okay.
Yep. My wife, Vicky, and my sons, Asher and Edwin.
You want my thank you, right?
They get along well without me, and so that worked out well. They were very supportive.
But that's what it takes to start a business. It takes a lot of dedication.
So I spent a lot of time developing the actual application. I had a hard deadline because my school had kind of agreed to try using my system in the fall of that year. So I was up against a late August deadline, and I managed to pull off something that works. And then in the first several months, really, kind of implementation, little features, ideas, bugs that were in the system, bubbled
worked
up. So I spent a lot of time refining that, and by, I would say, January of 2016, I had something that I was proud of and that other schools were starting to hear about and asking to use as well.
Now, this is a system that you developed. It's a computer-type system. It's not just a booklet or anything, right?
Sure, yeah. It's entirely web-based.
And so the school who wants to adopt this would install it on a website?
So I run the server, the servers, and so a school, if they were interested, we would get a very basic amount of information to load into the system, including student names and email addresses, student ID numbers, but nothing relating to their grades or any other...
Just contact information.
Correct, just very simple information. And we would pull that online. I'd set up an instance of this for their school and give them their own link into the system. And then teachers and students and administration would all be able to log in and interact with the system as they needed to.
How much training or time do you have to spend with the administrator or the teachers to understand how to work the system?
Sure. So,
I would imagine the kids get it automatically, but
yeah. So in the schools that we've brought this on with, I would say even a couple of hours working with a small team of teachers is more than sufficient. The platform itself includes dozens of tutorial videos, one or two minute long, to show how to do specific things inside the system that teachers and students can find anytime they need it. As far as students go, it's a 3 minute introduction video to show them how to log in and request a teacher, but it's a pretty straightforward process.
Joe, for the 3 systems, school systems that are now using your program, Edficiency, what have they realized from using that? I know it's not been a long time, but what sort of improvements have they seen by using it?
Sure. So I think that there's kind of a sigh of relief collectively from some of these schools in that they're able to start meeting needs of individual students without requiring extra time, extra effort. And I don't want to suggest that teachers aren't putting forward effort. That's one of the things that...
They work very hard.
I haven't met a teacher yet who doesn't care about the success of their student and pour their heart into it.
Right.
But the problem is, it's the efficiency part of it. How
sometimes
do you
it's an overload, isn't it? It's just overload, and this brings some organization and efficiency.
Correct. It gives you time built into the day to actually address individual student needs, and that's something that... we all love to talk about doing, but it's very difficult to accomplish in a class with 25 or 30 students.
Sure.
Sometimes you just need that one-on-one time with a kid, and this system provides for that on a daily basis.
Have you had any responses from any of the parents of the children who have benefited from this? Have parents come forward and said something to the school administrator or to the teacher?
Sure. So actually, beyond the high school that I teach at, the first school that came on board after that came on board because one of their administrators had a student in our school.
Cool.
And her daughter spoke highly of her experience using this to get help from her teachers. So that was kind of the first way that we branched out.
That's really word of mouth marketing, very effectively done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone was happy with it. They shared that happiness, and it resulted in another school system having this efficiency program, efficiency, to make it easier for their students.
Now, if I was an administrator or a teacher at a school right now listening and was interested in getting more information about this, how would I get in contact with you? How do you have people contact you on this?
Sure. So the primary vehicle is my website, www.edficiency.com. That's mm-hmm. just the word efficiency with the first F replaced with
okay.
the D.
Okay.
And there's a contact us link on that site. Or you can send me an email straight away.
Mm-hmm.
That email address is info@edficiency.com.
Okay. And I saw on that website, I was out there, you do have some of the referrals or some of the comments of people who've used the system. So if somebody wants to look and see what people think of it, that's a good way to get that message out to people. So very well done. It's a good-looking website. Did you do that too, or was that?
Yeah, basically everything you see was something of my creation.
Okay.
Well, you're marvelous because I have my own company and technology's my wall. I always have to hire someone to get the technology out of my way so I can do what I want to do.
See, I'm kind of the other way. I'm good with technology, and the company is my wall right now.
Okay. Well, as we were talking off air when we started out, I mean, that's what SCORE is there for. So
yeah.
we'll keep plugging SCORE. You keep plugging Edficiency, and we'll get this whole thing to work. So,
Joe, I noticed on your website the Edficiency Advantage. You have intervention, enrichment, student-focused features, and teacher administrator features. Those are some of the advantages to Edficiency, but really, and we'll talk about some of those in the next segment of the program, but really it's what does the student benefit from? And if students' confidence can be buoyed so they can learn better, who loses?
Sure. And that's what schools are about. You know, schools aren't there to serve teachers. They're not there to serve principals. They're there to serve students.
Mm-hmm.
If we can make teachers and administrators' jobs a little bit easier so that they can shift their focus from some of the minutiae of running a school to actually interacting with the students,
mm-hmm.
Everybody benefits.
Especially the students, because they can go on and they can learn and absorb and become very productive students and employees later on. They don't get discouraged.
Right.
We're going to take our first quick break. We're talking this morning with Joe Conley. Joe is the owner and developer of Edficiency, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
At Alberts and Haling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Now, Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. You're tuned in to WHBY, Real Local Radio, and we are BizTalk. Randy Melzer and I are SCORE mentors, and our guest this morning is Joe Connolly. Joe is the developer and owner of Edficiency, and we're going to continue talking to Joe in just a moment. We would first like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered at the Fox Cities Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. And we also have about 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter who have expertise in various aspects of business. So if you're interested in starting a business, or if you're in business and you'd like to grow your business or pursue an opportunity in your business, you can reach out to us and request a mentoring session at our website, foxcities.score.org. Fill out that little request sheet. Be pretty informative when it asks you what is the nature of your request so that we can provide you with the best mentor that we have with the skills to meet your needs. And SCORE is for the life of your business. It's not just a one-time meeting. Our mentors might be talking to you and might be a marketing question, then a legal one comes up. Then we can bring in a mentor with legal expertise or cash flow or intellectual property or HR. We work together as a team to help you succeed. So, again, remember to check us out at foxcities.score.org. And one last plug, if anyone is listening who might want to be a mentor, we're always looking for good mentors with various backgrounds in our 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And you can, again, go to foxcities.score.org and click on Like to Be a Mentor and follow the prompts, and we'll get back to you.
By the way, the mentoring and counseling, of course, is free. We want to make sure we remind people of that.
Yep. All free and confidential, absolutely. Well, Joe, we were talking a little bit in the first segment of the program about what you do at Edficiency. We have a shorter segment right now, but let's talk about some of the challenges you faced in getting this off the ground, getting some air under the wings here. What are some of the challenges that when you first had the idea to get it going, how did you overcome those? What were they?
Sure. So I never really understood the phrase failure to launch before.
Mm-hmm.
I found that initially, as I was contemplating doing this, as with anything in life, the more you learn about something, the more you learn there is to learn,
right.
And you almost get swamped mm-hmm. in all of the detail, and you want to learn it all so that you don't make a mistake. And at some point, I kind of just had to leap into it, and that was a little bit intimidating.
You used the phrase in the pre-show discussion about jumping in and sinkers. How did
that
go?
Yeah, if you're always... Yeah. I'm kind of one of those people that needs to jump in and then you sink or swim, but mm-hmm. you can't do either if you refuse to jump in. So.
You got to jump in first to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you jumped in.
Yep. I sure did. And as I go, you know, even speaking before the show with you, you learn things that maybe you should have looked at or should look at in the near future. You know, you take notes on stuff like that. You hope that you didn't screw anything up too badly, but you can't. You wouldn't know these things unless you had plucked up the courage to try in the first place. So,
you mentioned too, you had some support. Now you mentioned the family, but other people that have supported you and helped you get some of this stuff started.
Sure. Yeah. There's been a lot of encouragement along the way. My wife especially.
Okay.
She sees the need for this. I don't know if I would say I've always wanted to start my own business. There's probably a little bit of entrepreneur in me, but I never had anything that I believed in, mm-hmm. and this has this product that I have is doing great things, and so that kind of steeled me.
And it's just beginning, Joe. You only have three school systems on it. And when the children of other administrators go home and tell their parents what's going on at their school, it's going to spread. Plus, you're going to be doing a better job of marketing, and you've got material now to analyze how schools are using your system, and you're probably searching or reaching out to them and asking, how could this be made better?
Yes.
It's constant improvement, isn't it?
Yeah. The refining of the system is probably what I enjoy the most. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I got into this. Marketing is a bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. I find myself listening to a lot of audiobooks lately mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. I probably never would have listened to before, trying to glean the little lessons out of those. I'm an A-B type tester. You know, I like to take little things in isolation and try them, and because mm-hmm. I have that scientist in me.
That's a physicist, chemist type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah. So it's kind of a slow go, sure. but I think I'm learning my lessons.
Yeah. No, it takes time, and that's what we always try to explain to our clients, too, and the score is that, you know, you can't eat the elephant in one day, you know, so you take a little bit of a time, set a time line that you're going to work with, and one of the other things I always tell my clients is to, on those timelines, make sure that you have some mileposts, and every time you reach one of those things, have a little celebration, because otherwise the only thing you're looking forward to is another milepost. So you got to learn to take the time to enjoy all those steps, too, so, yeah, it's not as easy as some people think, but it's a great feeling when you get some of this stuff done.
Yes.
So, and how do the your fellow teachers that you work with, how do they accept your program? Are they excited about it, or how do they react to it?
Sure. So I think, you know, naturally, as with everything, there's a little skepticism at the beginning. But I think that, you know, I designed this. I'm a teacher myself. I didn't want something that was going to add burden to my day. And so I think that as the teachers saw what this had to offer, and in some respects, the minimal interaction that is required from teachers to successfully implement this system, they see the power of what it's doing for the students mm-hmm. and appreciate the fact that it's easy to use.
Great.
It motivates the teachers when they see the results.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it helps build stronger relationships with a more motivated student.
Yep. And it makes things available beyond what we would do in a traditional classroom. At one of our schools, one of the teachers started what she calls the Organization Nation. So I think it's weekly. Once a week, she calls in students that are those kids that are walking around with the bursting folders in the hallway with papers spilling out on the floor.
Okay.
She brings them in and helps them clean out the old stuff, keep the important stuff at the top of those folders. So it's not just classroom skills that this has enabled. You know, it's life skills, and it's taking teachers, giving them the ability to share some knowledge beyond their subject area
Great.
With students.
Okay.
Yeah, teaching starts at home and it continues through life, and learning starts at home and it continues through life. So I think your program is going to help kids want to learn more.
Yeah.
Because they're being treated better and it's easier to find solutions to their questions. We're going to take our next break, Joe. We'll come back on the other side, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me, because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work, whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We have a caller on the line. Linda, if you could wait for just a moment, we just want to tell the audience a little bit more about our score chapter. Last segment, I explained how you can benefit by calling or going to the website, foxcities.score.org, requesting mentoring assistance. SCORE is also very involved in doing webinars. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, we're coming up to the Simple Steps program, which is a five-class program that we do on basically how to start your business, what's involved with a business plan, and all the different parts and pieces that go into it. We're going to be starting the program beginning March 1st. That's a Wednesday, and it'll be a Wednesday morning. That particular session is always held over at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. That is business basics. It's going to be what it takes to be an entrepreneur and all that good stuff. We then have four more classes after that. Each one is on Wednesday night. They're from 6 until 9 in the evening, and they're held at the SCORE office at the Chamber Building in Appleton. Each one of them covers a specific area as far as your business plan is concerned, the business concepts. Third one is marketing. The next one is financial planning and what all the different financials mean. And then the final one is the one you like best. And, of course, that's where do we get the money.
Right.
So we bring in a banker and we sit down and talk about how I finance my business.
Right.
Each one of the classes is $25.
Right.
You go out to our website at foxcities.score.org. Go out to our local seminar link and you'll be able to sign up for it. We've got a special offer on this, too. If you sign up for all five programs, at the time of the first one, you'll get the first program free.
Super.
So,
and what's that website again?
Foxcities.score.org.
Thanks, Randy. Yeah, stay tuned to that website because we have things going on throughout the year, and you can hear about it on BizTalk. You can also check it out at foxcities.score.org. Linda, good morning. You have a question for our guest, Joe?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I am a parent as well as a teacher who uses this system, parent meaning my children are at their middle school and at their high school use the system, and so I just wanted to give hand clapping or whatever that my daughter who's in high school, it helps her with organization in that when she selects each day, she can choose where she wants to go and she can see for the whole week and even past the whole week as to what organizations are meeting during this, it's called a resource time or ID time. So it really helps her plan what days she should be going to which teachers and knowing which days she doesn't have club meetings.
Good.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you're happy with the program. Joe, do you have any comments, sir?
Sure. Well, Linda actually hit on another great opportunity that this system has made available is it's kind of moved, and a lot of schools are doing some extra or co-curricular activities during this period as well. So clubs like DECA or a Spanish club or a science club, Technology Student Association, might schedule a block of time once a week to conduct these meetings. And we've seen that in schools that are using this system, participation in these extracurricular activities, which is so healthy for students, has actually increased substantially because no longer are students required to arrange for after-school pickup after doing this for the 30 minutes following that last bell.
Sure. Well, Linda, thank you very much for the question this morning. Great that you called in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, well, and getting back then, you've been working on this program. I have to ask you a question we always, you know, as far as SCORE mentors are concerned, is did you or how did you work on the business plan, setting up a plan for this? Did you, didn't you, or how are you doing on that?
Sure. So the business plan, you know, it was kind of, this whole idea was kind of born out of the fact that there was some interest, and so early on, it was kind of had its own organic growth. And so I decided, you know, for reasons that I needed to put a name on it, a brand on it, start to, you know, what do we even call this thing was a question that I hadn't considered before it started to grow. So, I started to put some stuff together and I spent a lot of time talking to my brother-in-law who is working on a master's in educational entrepreneurship and works.
Now there's a combination I don't usually hear out there very much. That's great to have a project like that.
Yeah, and so I was trying to bring him into this to help me grow the business, and he asked me for a business plan. So motivated by that, I sat down and wrote some stuff up, and I kind of outlined some goals and had to speak to exactly how I was going to implement the system and push it into schools and, start to think about things like contracts and legal frameworks and things like that.
When folks write things down, it causes them to think more in depth about what they're really doing and what are they trying to accomplish and some steps to accomplish that. It's more than just rationalizing in our heads.
It is, and that revision process is very important too, because if I'm sure I'm not alone in, as you think about things, you let things roll around in your head, you kind of forget where you left off.
Yes.
But when it's on paper, you can pick it right back up and scratch through things. Or
we're talking this morning with Joe Connolly, owner and developer of Edficiency. It's an automated daily scheduling system to maximize schools' intervention and enrichment time for the students and the teachers. If you have a question for Joe, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, it's 1-866-887-1150. Joe, we talked a little bit in the first segment about your website, and on your website you have a great page, the efficiency or the Edficiency Advantage, and you define it as being intervention, enrichment, student-focused features, and teacher and administrative features. What do you mean by intervention? Tell us a little bit about intervention.
Sure. So outside the world of schools, the word intervention probably comes off sounding a bit strong.
Sure.
But the basic idea there is that we reach out to students who are struggling in something. And that's not to say that we have struggling learners. We just have everybody as they learn
at different paces.
Right. Yep. So we come up to something new in trigonometry class where a student learns the Pythagorean theorem and maybe struggles with that a little at first. An intervention that a teacher might provide is just a 3 or 4 minute sitting down with a student to troubleshoot exactly what they didn't understand or maybe what they missed the first time around to ensure that those moments of frustration don't become impediments to learning things later on.
Want to keep the student motivated.
Yep. Correct.
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Morning. Good morning, Joe, Tony, and Randy. Joe, congratulations for taking a huge step in your life and becoming an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
I really believe that by launching your product and getting to the students who need your services will really benefit. I am an ex-teacher, and I can appreciate what you're trying to do. My question to you, however, this may be a tough one. I believe marketing is the lifeblood of a business, and I'm wondering, what are your plans today and down the road in terms of marketing your product? I will hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep.
Sure.
He just stole my next question, so there you go.
Popular question, right, Joe.
You're right. That is a difficult question. It's something that I've been rolling through my brain. I started off with direct mailers targeted to schools within, 100-mile radius of where we are right now. And that didn't seem to meet too much success, and that is probably because there's no familiarity with the name right now. Trying to convey exactly what we do isn't maybe conducive to a 1 or 2 line phrase. It's kind of a complicated problem inside schools that you kind of have to really understand before you appreciate the solution. What I've begun doing recently, my wife and I just participated in several educational conferences this past December, large technology conferences geared towards schools. And we set up exhibitor booths there, and as we were able to have conversations with people, there's a lot of recognition for the need for something like this. And one of the most exciting parts was we had more than one person kind of approach the booth and say, Edficiency? I've heard of you. but I'm not exactly sure what you do. Can you tell me about that?
That's neat.
That's the greatest thing in the world when you're at a show like that.
Yeah, that's a learning moment that gives you a chance to fill somebody's information.
And I feel like as that recognition of the name expands, that maybe direct mailings would be a little bit more effective.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows that social media is the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think early on I was trying to directly target school administrators, but I might need to broaden my approach to teachers or parents, because what we're talking about here is improving the school days of students, and nobody wants that more than parents. So getting this message out there to the broader community is probably my next goal.
And that example you used in the beginning of the show about the student at your school whose parent is an administrator for another school went home and told her parents about the system, and that administrator became a school system on your system, right, using efficiency?
Correct.
So word of mouth and going to parents and students, they should all be part of that marketing effort with different language in it, but the appeal of improving your learning experience is pretty powerful.
Yeah, the other thing I like about your idea as far as getting out to people, you're dealing with a technology system. So contacting them through the type of technology you're using is probably an excellent way, because that's where these people are going to be making their decisions. So, again, you might find that works out better than the old-fashioned snail mail type of situation.
Sure.
Joe, we were talking before Dave's call, and I want to thank Dave again for that call, because that was a very appropriate call on marketing. Your efficiency does it all. It's on your website. The first one we talked about was in intervention. And I'm glad you defined that as not being such a hard term in the educational realm. It might be hard in drug addiction or alcoholism, but it's not that in the educational realm.
No, we just mean getting the kids the little extra support that they need to be truly successful.
And the next one is enrichment. What do you mean by enrichment?
Enrichment are those things that give a kid a reason to show up to school beyond just, there are some kids out there that really love math or really love English, but most of the time when you really connect with a kid, it's around something that they're personally interested in that doesn't maybe fit directly into your curriculum. So as far as the enrichment piece goes, I'm using the system currently to host little mini lessons related to, I don't mean to scare you, related to particle physics.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a field trip down to Fermi Lab, which is kind of a national treasure research institute in Batavia, Illinois. And in years past, I've taken my physics kids or my chemistry kids, but this year, because of this system in our school, I made the decision to open it up to anybody in the school who wants to do it. And so I had a session built inside the system that kids could request to attend. And, now I've got a roster of 23, I believe, kids that are truly interested in this. Not all of those are my students in a day-to-day classroom.
How many are not your students?
Probably 8 or 9 out of those 23.
Yeah.
And over the coming weeks, about once every other week, I'm going to give a little mini lesson on some aspect of what they'll see on this field trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this may sound silly, but I don't have to test the kid. I don't have to give them a grade on this at the end. It's just they're going to come in for the joy of learning.
Yep.
We're going to talk about something that excites them and maybe doesn't excite all of their other peers.
Sure.
We get to be a little bit geeky about it, and it gives some of these kids something to look forward to.
And develop an interest they might have even further.
Correct.
Take your physics class next year. Right?
Yeah.
Well, it does. It pulls them out of that pigeonhole situation and gets them into broader exposure and so on. It's a great asset to the kids. I wish there'd been ways that I could have gotten into some of that stuff. I was on the geek squad, so, but I should have gotten more into some of the other things. But
opportunity, though.
I'm sorry. The real exciting part for me, too, has been to see what other teachers do with it.
Yes.
Everybody's got something that they're passionate about. We have somebody who's kind of into cartoons and the way cartoons tell stories. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to take this time it's valuable stuff for the kids. It just doesn't fit neatly inside what we're going to be tested on at the end of the year.
It sounds really so safe for a student who has an interest in physics but hasn't taken a physics class to say, I want to go to that with Mr. Connolly. And he's safe. The student will be safe going there because everybody wants to go there. It's not because that people have to go there. And who knows where that goes for a student.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Great opportunity.
Another quadrant in your website is student-focused features. What is that, Joe?
So one of the biggest deals about this platform is that it gives students their own voice, their own advocacy. So if a student is struggling with their I'll go to chemistry homework. The student's struggling with their chemistry homework 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night. They can log into the system. They can pull up their chemistry teacher's name for tomorrow, and they can request to be in that chemistry teacher's room. And then the system is going to take that request into account when it builds the roster for tomorrow. So it gives the student some agency. And I think that's important because all too often we expect teachers and administrators to be at the helm, to be pointing which way a kid needs to go, and
without really listening to the kid,
right? And nobody knows their own frustration more than the student.
Right.
They feel that more deeply than anybody else in the building, and this gives them an outlet to make that connection. They know they're going to have this time in their block tomorrow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids that are just too shy to call or to send an email to their teacher to ask for that help, they can put in a request on this system, and it's not a plea for help. It's not an admission of them struggling. It's just them saying, this is where I want to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they arrive in that teacher's classroom and the teacher sees that the student requested themselves in, the teacher can then make that awkward social interaction of walking up to the student and
mm-hmm.
saying, what brought you in today?
Okay.
And so the kid put them in a position and then put the onus back on the teacher to satisfy those needs. And that's what I mean when I say student-centered features.
And then the fourth one, Joe, is teacher and administrator features. What is that one?
Okay, so this is the big one for schools. This is probably what I thought I would have marketed around. We all want this time. We all know that this can be good for students. But like we said, we joked about at the beginning, we can't just let students walk free range all around the school.
It seems they're doing that sometimes,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I know you do try to coordinate the activity.
Yeah, and it's a big deal, especially today, because we prepare for emergency situations. You need to know where kids are. You
mm-hmm.
can't just if a parent calls during this block of time during the school day and says, I need Johnny, we can't just say, well, I'm not sure where he is, but I know where he'll be in 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So the system, by creating rosters that everyone can sign into and look at, it keeps that administrative control of the building. We're in there taking attendance so that we don't lose kids. This doesn't become a time where somebody could just duck out and
mm-hmm.
hide in the auditorium and nobody knows. Every student is being looked for by a teacher. And the way the system operates, every student is being assigned to a teacher that is familiar with that student. So we don't have unfamiliar faces in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important, powerful tool. It also gives administrators the ability to look up to see, let's say they get a call from somebody's parent that says, you know, they're really struggling in history class. And then the administrator can log in and see, has this student ever requested their history teacher for extra
sure.
help?
Oh, okay.
And so it puts some onus back on the student to be
mm-hmm.
responsible for their social, so connecting with giving the student a little bit of agency. It gives administrators the ability to see what students are doing for themselves to make themselves
mm-hmm.
successful.
It's a lot of positive communication going on here.
It does facilitate
yep.
a lot of that,
yep.
yeah.
We're going to take our last break right now, Joe. We'll come back at the other side. We'll finish up the show. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We've been talking with Joe Connolly. Joe is the owner and developer of Edficiency, automated daily scheduling to maximize the school's intervention and enrichment time. And the biggest beneficiary of this system is the student and the ability of the student to enjoy learning. It's great stuff. So if you've missed the program or you tuned in late, we invite you to go back to our website. Probably starting Wednesday, it'll be on our website at biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to this program that Joe's talking about. It's a phenomenal program. We'd like to put out a shout for the Million Cups program. Score is one of the sponsors, along with Fox Valley Tech, Epiphany Law, Fox Communities Credit Union, and a number of other very important sponsors of Million Cups. Every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock at Fox Valley Tech, starting this coming Wednesday on the 18th, we'll be meeting again in the Bordini Center. That renovation is going to be complete, and we had been meeting at the main campus. So come on out and join us. 1millioncups.com/Appleton is the website you can go to. The number 1, milliontcups.com/Appleton. And you can find out who's going to be the presenter. If you'd like to present at Million Cups, we do it every week. Joe is a veteran of the Million Cups program. That's where Joe and I met. And 9 o'clock in the morning. So every Wednesday morning, 9 to 10. We also want to thank our sponsors who help bring you Biz Talk each weekend. We couldn't do it without them, and we really appreciate their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, Tundra Land. Want to give a special thank you to Zach Pawlowski at Candeo Creative, who built BizTalkWithScore.com and helped Randy and I maintain that website. So thanks to Zach and his staff in Oshkosh. And also want to thank Jerry Bader and Larry Desch at the Business News, who help promote our program every 2 weeks in their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or going into business and you're not subscribed to it, gosh, for $20 a year, you should subscribe to it, because it'll keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So, Joel, we invite you to one more time give out your contact information if someone would like to contact you and learn more about Edficiency.
Sure. So once again, it's www.edficiency.com. You can also reach me via email at info@edficiency.com or my phone number, 920-333-1419. Once again, that's 920-333-1419.
Joe, real quickly, if a school system is looking to make some improvements, what are some of the things that they see as maybe their shortcomings or whatever that would be a spark to consider Edficiency? What are some things that they could overcome with Edficiency?
Sure. So with Edficiency, one of the big things is it's a schedule. You need a little block of time in your day, every day, in order to get this interaction between students and teachers accomplished. So it's a structural change to the schedule. and in combination with a system like this to create meaningful daily interactions between students and teachers without adding burden to your already overworked staff.
Yeah, and it's not a burdensome system. It actually creates efficiency in educating kids.
The only reason to interact with the system is if there's a need. You don't need to do anything beyond that.
Yep. Oh, good. Anything that helps in those lines is fine. Joe, the point we're at right now is the point where we ask you as the guest to give us a biz tip, what you would suggest to people out there who are thinking about getting into business, something that you thought about, something you just want to let people know about. So you got a couple minutes to go. So
sure.
What is your biz tip for the day?
Okay, so this may be more teacher than entrepreneur, but
okay. Both.
You learn by doing. You have to start. You have to have a purpose and a reason to do something. You can't be afraid to go at it. Mm-hmm. I'm no professional, but I will get there. Mm-hmm. And I will get there because every day I learn something new. And that's only made possible by the fact that I plucked up the courage to
jump in,
to try it.
Jump in. Okay.
To jump in to see if you can sink or swim.
Yeah.
Go back to your example.
Okay,
so we want to thank you for coming in this morning. It was a great program, very interesting, and we hope our listening audience will tune in again to BizTalkWithScore.com to listen to your program. I want to thank you for coming in and wish you the very best of luck in your pursuits, Joe.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Randy, next week we have Sarah DeBruin on. Sarah is the owner of Legal Business Edge. We'll be talking legal stuff for entrepreneurs.
Right.
She's also a sponsor of BizTalk.
And I get to be off that one because I'm going to be in Phoenix at my son's wedding. So.
Yep, so you're going to be nice and warm. So we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.